The Needham High School community is struggling through some tragic circumstances. On Saturday, two juniors at the school were leaving the campus when they were hit in a two-car accident on Webster Road, a road that's seen dozens of crashes in recent years. Both of the teens later died from their injuries. WBUR's Max Larkin reports that as school reopened yesterday, the community was looking for a way forward.
Yesterday morning, Needham Superintendent Daniel Gutekunst asked for privacy as Needham High worked through a devastating Monday.
It is not a normal school day today, but we are seeking to provide as much routine, structure, and support as we can as students and staff cope with this tragedy.
The school made counselors available starting on Sunday, and throughout the school day, students and staff gathered on Webster Road outside a growing memorial to the two girls. As traffic raced by, students wept, embraced, and left flowers, then headed back into class. That's as healthy and productive a response as possible in the midst of such tragedy, according to psychologist Larry Berkowitz, director of the Riverside Trauma Center. He was at the high school today offering support.
Stabilize the environment to help promote healthy grieving and to move towards getting back to the business in the school of learning and providing the structure that the students need.
Berkowitz admits it's a delicate balancing act, one that won't always be perfect. Meanwhile, town officials noted they're in the midst of designing safer routes to school throughout Needham. But Rich Merson, director of Needham's Department of Public Works, says the town will now approach these issues and the Webster Road crossing with a new sense of urgency.
It's a town-wide situation, but clearly the spotlight's clearly on the high school location at this time.
Needham police say they're still investigating the two-car collision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.